This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. We're already back in the saddle. Well, I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Houston. I'm Austin Mendez.
How's it going in there, man?
Man, going good. You know, I think on Sunday we had some technical difficulties. We still have those technical difficulties,
yeah,
but
we do.
We're, I think, better prepared for them now. So,
All right, working through it. We can handle it. We can do it without a doubt.
Yes, sir.
Well, cool. I know your Texans didn't turn out too lovely there Sunday.
Yeah, that was tough.
Astros are kind of on a skid the last couple of games.
I know. What is going on?
I don't know. It's in the air.
Yeah.
It's the way it is. And watching the tropics, watching the sports, all that, looks like we've got a little bit of weather down below us, and they're calling for some activity in the eastern and northern Gulf this weekend, so we got to keep an eye on that. It looks like all the models are showing Louisiana as the main target if it develops into anything, so we'll be on the good side of it, if that's any consolation. We could use a little bit of rain around here. Some people have been getting some with these showers the last couple of days, but unfortunately I haven't, so that's the way it works. That's part of the game. All right, well, let's move on. Our sponsors today for today's show, we have the Belleville Meat Market, Texan Roofing, Mainstream Marketing, Castaway Rods, Skeeter's Auto Service, and Boyd's One Stop. Right now, Galveston, 84 degrees. Winds are light out of the east. Looks like gusts to about 2. And today they're calling for a 20% chance. There's going to be a mix of clouds and sun. A stray shower here or there. There's a couple little stray showers just the east of us, just entered the coast. But high is going to be 89. Winds will be east-southeast, 10 to 20, they're saying. And then tonight, clear skies, low of 82, east 10 to 15. And then tomorrow, east-northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour and sunny with about a 20% chance of rain tomorrow also. So we're going to get our small chances of rain, and hopefully you're in the path of it. If you need rain, I know I could use a little. I got about a tenth of an inch yesterday. It was a little teaser shower. But looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a high this morning at 5:21 a.m. It's a 1.6, then a low at 10:33 a.m., a 1.3, then a high at 2:56 p.m., a 1.5, and then a low at 10:16 p.m., an 0.4. Sunrise this morning, 7:02 a.m. Sunset tonight, 7:28 p.m., and our moon phase is 94%. Our first full moon will be 99% will be Saturday night. So, current conditions, we have the buoy 22 nautical miles east of Galveston showing a southeast wind out there at 13, gusting to 18. Wave heights are 2.5 feet with a dominant wave period of 6 seconds. Barometric pressure is 30.02 inches and steady. And look at Eagle Point, it's east-southeast at 14 to 15. And at Morgan's Point, it's east at 7 to 9. So, definitely east in the wind this morning. All right, that ought to do it, tides and all that. Let's go on up to Lake Conroe now. Let's talk to our good friend, the fish dude, Captain Richard Totch. We're going to call him Captain this morning. He may be an admiral by tomorrow, but we're going to do it. Richard, what's going on?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you?
I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Good deal, good deal. You're right. I'm not be an admiral. There ain't no telling. Get out there on the boat with Mike tomorrow. There ain't no telling what's going to happen. But it's all good. I got back from land. I've got all that done. So got all the feeders filled. Got about a dozen of them little corn bandits knocked out of the way, and then got rid of a bull and a couple of calves.
So
we're all good.
Coon hunting again, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The old pesky raccoons.
I guarantee you, boy. There was a bunch of them. I was out there and I saw one going along there one night, and there was one tree that had about eight of them in it. Didn't get a dang one of them. I couldn't get to them. They was across the fence. But there was about. No, and every time I'd pull up to one tree, every time I'd see one, there'd always be at least two or three in there. And I don't know. It's just that time of year. In these warmer months, I figured that out a couple of years ago because, you know, I used to always, years ago, we'd trap them, you know, when they had a market on them and you could actually sell them. But the season on them is December and January, so that's when you can sell them as fur anyway.
Yeah.
And that's the only time they're any good. But anyway, let's get back to fishing. I'm ready to go down there and go get the tuna fishing with Mike. But you said them waves ain't too bad out there. You said 6 seconds. That ain't too bad.
Yeah.
So that's it. But that's
when are you going with Mike?
We're leaving for Venice this afternoon or this morning.
Okay, well, good. They're gonna get a hurricane then. That'll just assure me that they will get a tropical storm or something if you're going down there.
There ain't no doubt because I'm gonna spin everything around down there. We're gonna get wound up.
They're talking about development out there in the Gulf this weekend.
I know. I was sitting there watching it too. It's like, you know, we might just catch that window where it's not there, and then as soon as we get back, here it comes.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's looking like. Because we're gonna go tuna tomorrow and then redfish on Saturday. So that's probably looks like about the smartest move there's gonna be too. Because I was sitting there watching that weather last night, and that dang wind was spinning out there, and it's coming off of Florida, headed back to the north, and then gets over our way and heads back to the south a little bit. So that wind's kind of spinning, so it's like, oh my goodness, here we go. We're gonna have one build up. But we don't need one of them building up. And it feels good out here this morning too. So that's even better. I was sitting out here this morning looking at all this stuff. I'm sitting there thinking, you know, over in Atlanta when I was out there, one of the neatest things is sitting out there in the pastures and looking up at the sky. There's no city lights, no nothing out there. It is just, you can see every star in the sky. I mean, that gets me just sitting there looking at them stars and you don't see those city lights around. It's just dark out there in that part of the world. Ain't enough people out there. But, yeah, that's one of them things. I just love being out there in it. You know, it's like right now sitting there looking at the Little Dipper. Sitting there looking at the Little Dipper, watching some shooting stars. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And it feels good night. It feels good. It feels like it's almost in the 60s this morning. Like a cold front done come through. So.
Well, these nights are getting longer, and, you know, the sun goes down sooner in the evenings, and we get a better cooling at nighttime. And it does feel good in the mornings.
It does. And that little bit of rain, too, I guess, is helping. So it's, you know, it's kind of cooling everything down. We ain't had much up here, but we've had a little bit. I know the other day we got a bunch when I was gone, but that's all right. I need to get back out on the lake, though. I know it's, like I said, we ain't going to be headed back till Sunday morning. So, but Monday we're going to get out there and we're going to hammer on everything. I got to try to figure out what's going on again. I know the catfish are doing good, but the crappie now, they ought to really start biting. I started catching some the other day. And it's just, you know, with this cooler, like I say, with this cooler weather and stuff, everything's going to really get started up because, you know, the water's starting to cool down a little bit more. I don't know how much it's dropped because, you know, it's been over a week since I've been on the water. But it was in the, you know, upper 80s last time. And now it's, you know, like I say, with these cooler mornings, a little bit of water, it should really be coming on down, get down to the mid and lower 80s on the water temp. And them, all those fish really ought to start firing up because they're going to start feeding up. For winter, you know, they typically start slowing down on their feeding during the winter, but they're already so big from feeding in the fall, they ain't got to eat so much. But them rascals ought to be starting to fill up good now. It's a, you know, like all throughout the summer months, it gets real slow because everything's so hot and the bait's not moving or this or that or one thing or another. And then now it's finally cooling down, so that bait ought to really start getting it. Start doing the right things anyway. That's what I'm looking for, see them big bait balls start bunching up and then them hybrids will start busting them. And when that happens, all them, everything's going to really just kick off. Like I said, crappie, they're starting, so they ought to start getting better. And then the hybrids themselves, you know, those days of me sitting there looking at them and not getting a bite, that should be ending pretty quick too. So,
yeah,
you know, and even though I sit there and stare at them hybrids sometimes and can't get them to bite, I've had a lot of days this summer where they actually did good. So I can't complain about this summer. You know, normally July I have a hard time catching them after that, but I was catching them all into August. And still going. And we went over on Buck Cannon, when was it? We went Buck Cannon Monday. So we got out there on Buck Cannon and hit it a little bit. I was looking for those schooling stripers, and we found a bunch of schooling white bass. So that's a different thing, too. You know, Conroe's had them white bass that's finally come back this year. And they're doing pretty well, even though I hadn't caught them in about a month and a half now because we hadn't had that south wind.
Yeah.
That was a strange thing, you know, as every day that we'd have a south wind, they would come up on the surface. And then we just quit having a south wind. I mean, I have no idea why.
The winds in the south, they open their mouth.
They do. They do. Yeah, it's like when it's out of the west, they bite the best. So, and then out of the east, they bite the least, but that's a bunch of baloney.
Depending on where you're at, that's right.
Yeah, it depends on where you're at. Yeah. Yeah, if you're sitting on top of them, they're still going to bite. It don't matter. But, no, that's you hear all those things all the years coming up. And then sometimes you let them get in your head and you believe it. I just got to where I don't believe none of it. I don't pay no attention to any of it. I get people asking me about those moon phase and this and that, if I follow those charts. No, I don't follow the charts. That's one of the things that I learned a long time ago. You get that stuff in your head.
Yeah, you're going every day. You don't even look.
Yeah,
at it. You're out there anyway. So why discourage yourself or hurt your confidence by looking at a terrible forecast?
Exactly. That's what I figured out. Because I mean, you get out there and start looking at it and go, dang, I don't even need to get out there till 9 o'clock, or 1 o'clock, or this or that. And, and then they say, it's going to be a bad day. Well, don't go. No, baloney. I'm going. They're going to bite. They got to bite. You know, so sometimes those things are fairly accurate on certain fish. But more often than not, what I've found is if you just get out there and hunt them, you're going to find the ones that are hungry. It's just going to take a little bit of time on those bad days. You know, and then like y'all have to deal with the tides, so. You know, tides, moon, yeah, it helps y'all because y'all know when that water's moving. With me in a lake, the water don't move, so it doesn't really make no difference. So it's one of those things, but the moon affects that water movement, the wind and all that stuff. You know, people don't realize that. So a lot of people don't realize that. Most of them do, but a lot don't. When that moon comes up or down, that wind starts or stops, or it does all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah, it does. Well, hey, let me take my first break right quick. Hang with me. I'll come right back to you, Richard. Stick with me.
Sounds good.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 417 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back and finish up with Richard, the fish dude. What's going on, man? We're back.
I hear you. Just sitting there, like I say, watching that dang moon and stuff. It sure is pretty.
Yeah, so you're going to roll out of town today and head to Venice?
Yes, sir. We're going to get out there, and I know we're going to hammer on them tuna. There ain't no doubt.
Well, I
there
hope
ain't
you
no
do.
Doubt.
I yeah. hope you do. I hadn't heard much good stuff about tuna this year. It's been a little off.
Yeah, I think it'll work. I think we'll take us a drag net or something out there, and we'll drag it around and hook up on a few of them or something.
Yeah.
Oh, there ain't no doubt. We're going to go out there and have a good time anyway. That's the main thing. Go out there and have a good time. Just work our tail off and just see what we come up with. I bet we come up with something because Mike's got a few tricks up his sleeve. I know he does. So it's all good. There ain't no doubt. Any time you get to get out there. I mean, that's what I was thinking the other day. You know, I was on Conroe the other day. I was on Buchanan the other day. And now I'm fixed to be way down there in Venice. So I get to get out there and go play with all these fish. So it's all
great up with it.
I guarantee I am. I mean, this is my vacation.
Yeah, going fishing on your vacation. That's That's when you know you're a genuine sicko right there, buddy.
I guarantee you, brother. I guarantee you this is my vacation. This is what I want to do it once a year, you know, at least get out there and go.
Well, it's good to do some other stuff, you know, do something different than what, you know, repetitive fishing you're used to doing all the time. And it gives you a break to enjoy another aspect of it, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's like on Conroe. It's always mixing it up between largemouth, catfish, crappie, hybrids, whatever, you know, or white bass.
Right.
And it just, it's, you know, it's, even though it's a mix, it's always kind of certain times you do certain things. Like, you know, like right now, everything's fixing to start. But a month ago, it was hybrids, catfish, and that was pretty much it. And then, you know, before that, it was crappie, catfish, everything. So I mix it up, and then now I get to go tuna fishing. And so, yeah, buddy. See, I found one over 100 yet. That's what I'm looking for, 100 pounder.
Well, I know if you get a little lonesome and homesick and not, you know, you need to catfish fix, I'm sure Mike can slide you in on some snot sharks down there, some big old hard pulling gaff top.
Yeah, buddy, I bet he can. Boy, let's see that big old slimy sail cutting across here.
Hey. Hit the right set of slicks and get you some of them sail cats, man.
There you go. There you go. That's the way to do that. Ain't no doubt. I don't want nothing to do with them rascals. No, I'm going out there for some other fish. I don't need none of them dang things. But that's all right. If we catch some of them, they're still pulling on your string.
Well, see, hopefully the weather will hold, you know, and you get your offshore day in tomorrow, and then it don't matter what it does. You can, for red fishing on the next day, you can get in the marsh and do it up.
Shoot, that's what I was thinking, you know. Looking at that weather, it really looks kind of good. Yesterday was kind of raining out there a little bit, but it looked like it's going to kind of peel off and move to maybe a little bit to the east and then to the west, and then start clearing up. And then look like about Saturday it might rain again over there. So. Might be two good days offshore fishing, Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday I think it's going to go to crop. I mean, that's just the way it looks like it's going to work.
Yeah.
So it's the weather-wise anyway, because I don't know where that dang storm's coming from, but it's kind of building out there.
Yeah, it's just rain and low pressure down there, and it's going to come across Florida and right up into there, you know, that northern and eastern Gulf area.
Now, I'm hoping we just slide this trip on in and catch some of the biggest tuna of the whole season, but that's wishful thinking.
I'm in your corner.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. I just want to get out there and get after it. You know, that's the main thing. That water out there is so different every year. You know, it gets clear, and then, you know, I mean, when you see how that water changes out there, and you've seen it before, but a lot of people have it.
Well, you know, river's down now too, so you know, good water's just right outside there. So that's.
That is a plus. It puts everything close. So that's a good thing. Yeah, it's like Galveston. You know, you sit there at Galveston, you watch that water right there. Most of the time, it looks like Trinity River, you know, kind of muddy and everything out. You go out there a little bit, and it starts turning a little bit green, then it'll turn blue and all that.
When it goes ink blue, that's so cool to look at that line, you know, once you cross it.
I love it. I mean, that is the dangest thing to see. And then when you see those rip currents out there that do what they do, and you see the water changing, the color changing, and it blending, and then just everything that lives around those current lines and stuff like that, and those weeds, and that's just an interesting place for me, just because how everything works. It's not like you can predict a current how it's going to flow. You know, you can't look at the bank and say, okay, well, it's going this way, and it's going to have to be a bit deep cut here. You're out in the middle of nothing. That water's going every direction, and you got, I mean, it's the strangest thing, you know, and it's hard for me to just kind of understand what the water actually does. You can, and when you're in the boat, I mean, you don't even feel the boat move right. It doesn't seem like to me. It just, I don't know, it's. When I put a boat in gear out there and you're offshore, it doesn't seem like you're moving at all. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe it just no reference point or something like that. Unless you're looking at a GPS, I can't really tell at a little above idle that we're even moving.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's just the strangest thing because the currents are pulling you and pushing you, and the motors are going one way, and oh my goodness, it's just it's
all
fun.
All right, buddy,
trying to figure all that stuff out.
I'm gonna slide out of here, and I wish you the best. You have a good fun time down there with Mike, and if somebody wants to call you about fishing up here in Conroe, how do they get a hold of you, Richard?
Well, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Suit Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishsuittx.com or just check out the webpage, fishsuittx.com.
You got it.
And maybe I won't blow Mike out of the water down there. He might be down there the Saturday going, dang, that rascal. he said there ain't no telling what he's liable to think of it. We love to have his
Richard.
Boat. So wound up, everybody out there is going to go nuts.
All right, bud. Well, you have a good one. Take care, man. Enjoy.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right, later. Bye. All right, that's Fish Dude up at Lake Conroe. Now let's go to Captain Blaine Friermuth, see what's up with him. I know he's heading south on the way to South Texas. Blaine, good morning.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on, bud?
I'm southbound on 59, fixing to pull into Bucky's and fill up and get me some refreshments. Heading south to the ranch. We got opening weekend of dove season. Just came in really quick this year.
Yes, it is. Early teal season and dove season for South Texas all open Saturday morning. How about that?
Yep. A lot of busy people going on this weekend.
Mm-hmm. You got that right. Well, how's things looking? I know y'all got a lot of birds, I've been hearing.
We got a lot of birds. I kind of had a little scare about 2 weeks ago when we got that rain during when that hurricane was going on. Dorian, we had a little thing in South Texas nobody even heard about.
Right.
We got quite rain down there, and the doves quit flying for a few days because they had water on the ground, I guess, is what happened. But now they're back again. Everything's back to normal. Lots of birds flying around, moving around. So that's what we need. You got to make them fly before you can shoot at them. We will see.
Well,
you know how those are, though. One little thing goes wrong, a norther hits or something changes. They don't like change. They fly away.
No, they don't. And you got, it won't be long. You're a little over a month away from quail season. When's that, late October, October 26th
yep.
or 28th
yep.
or something?
Something like that, the last weekend in October. And
yeah.
That's what really looks good right now. I'm telling you what, I don't want to jinx it, but man, oh man, there's so many. And I can't imagine how good it'd be right now if we'd had good rain all the way through the summer. But there's a covey about every 200 yards right now. It's
that
pretty awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's one of those kind of years. If nothing goes wrong, you know, anything can happen. You know how these quail are pretty delicate. You know, one thing goes wrong with them. They can just disappear, but doves are worse than anything, though. They one weather change, and they're here today and gone tomorrow, and then back again a week later. So that's just dove hunting.
Yeah.
The quail look good. The deer look good. The horns are really good this year. So we're anticipating some good stuff. I'm ready for it. It's been a tough year for me up here in Trinity Bay on fishing. I've had a great year on reds and flounder and drum and all the above, but I haven't had a good year on trout. It just hadn't been good for me up here.
Well, that's the nature of the beast we're going through right now, you know, throughout
yep.
the system. West Bay's, you know, been holding the majority of the fish, you know, all the good trout, you know, your passes, you know, the jetties and rollover yep. and West Bay and San Luis Pass, all that. That's been the consistent end of it. That's a long ways for us to pull every day from up north all the way to the pass, you know. That's,
especially with 146 being
what
kind
a
of
nightmare. What a yeah. nightmare.
You know, especially for us older guys, you know, I just don't like fighting it anymore like we used
no.
to. We used to
do it, but it's
Galveston Yacht Basin to go offshore. There wasn't nothing to it, but today it's a little bit tougher on me.
I understand.
But the last fishing trip I had was the last week in August, and then we came down to the ranch, started getting ready, preparing for dove season, and I had 16 trout and 9 reds, which I consider that a good trip for this summer for me.
Yeah.
That was, you know, so, but, you know, there's all, using live bait, we catch a lot of stuff. We've been catching a lot, you know, just, you know how what you do with live bait, you catch everything.
Right.
Life's a popping cork. Works miracles sometimes. But anyway, I'm going to fish a little bit more, Mickey, in just midweek through October. And hopefully we'll get a little spurred fish up here. It's looking a little bit better for me. A few more fish are moving in. But it's still not, I wouldn't call it good. But it's better.
Now we're getting some small fish showing up. That's what I found Monday. A lot of juveniles. So that's an
good
encouragement.
Yeah, that's very good.
You know, they're always the last to leave and the first to come back.
Yeah. Well, the shrimp population is good up here right now, so that's good. It is.
There's tons of shrimp in the water everywhere up our way.
And there's still skipjacks, the ladyfish up here. They're still in droves. It was a good year for them.
They didn't
have any problems with anything.
A lot of little skippies, man. Tons of them.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been a hot thing down in South Texas, Mickey. I've been working down there getting the fields ready and getting the camp ready.
I don't know how you guys do that.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Been tough on the old person.
Work early and work late and lay up in the middle of the day when it gets up 105 and 110. It gets hot down there, man.
It's
that heat can be dangerous. You get our age and start doing all that hard work, filling feeders and, you know, all the work that goes with what y'all do down there. That's a lot to it. Hey, do you have time I can do my quick commercial break and come back to you?
You bet.
Hang with me. I'll be right back at you.
Okay.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 4:35 here in the Bayou City. Let's go back to Captain Blaine Frymood and finish up with him, see what's up. All right, Blaine, we're back.
All righty.
You pulled into Bucky's yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm
already there. Man, you the man. You got an early start this morning.
I did. It just beats the traffic in his cooler, all the above.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm loaded down with supplies and food and you name it. And just getting ready for the big weekend.
Well, y'all been doing a lot of work down there. And how's the as far as grass and foliage and all that, does it look pretty good down there for this time of year?
It's pretty good. That rain we had 2 weeks ago or 10 days ago, whenever it was, it greened it all back up. We were turning brown. We needed it desperately.
Yeah.
We got about 3 in our area around Hebronville. But all of South Texas has been getting it. They've been even getting it in the past couple of days. There's another thing going on down there. I'm not quite sure what it is, but everybody's getting kind of peppered with showers down there right now.
Yeah, that's what we've been getting these little showers off of, you know, coming out of the Gulf, moving inland, you know, from that moisture down there in the lower end down there where the Gulf and the Bay of Campeche, all that meat, you know, that's where all those low pressures always build up, right there below Brownsville.
Well, it was kind of a godsend. We were really getting dry, and it was getting kind of desperate. Now I think the insects came back pretty good with that, you know, grass turning green, and that's good for the quail. Mm-hmm. And it knocked the dust down. It was extremely dusty down there because we hadn't had any significant rain in almost 2 months.
Oh, I bet.
Up until then, we only had 7.5 inches at our ranch until
all year.
2 weeks. Yep, that's pretty terrible. We at least normally get 15 inches.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Normal rainfall annually down there is about 11 to 15 inches, I thought. I read that somewhere on your county.
Yep, that's about right. We're all sand in the end of the county where I'm at. It's not any dirt, it's just straight sand. So it takes a lot of rain to make things grow down there.
Sure.
But looking for the forecast this weekend for everybody, looks like northeast and only 93 to 94 degrees for the highs in South Texas. That's almost like a cold front going on.
That is pretty cool for South Texas this time of year.
93. Wow. So I'm pretty excited about it. Looking pretty good. You know, and just changing hats, Mickey, going from fishing to hunting right now. And I'm still going to do a little fishing, but I'm going to start concentrating on getting ready for all the quail. And hopefully we get some deer hunters coming in.
Well, it's time for you to make a living, man. The struggle's been real up our way this year, I can tell you that. It's been tough.
Not only have I canceled our trips because I just wasn't catching fish and because of fresh water, but also we lost a lot of days because of the closures of the bays because of the spills.
Well, how many days did that cost us up on that upper end up there? I mean,
we were close to 70 days.
Yeah.
Just close. We couldn't go. We weren't allowed to go. So, and speaking of that, We're going to have a big meeting at my house and Guy Matthews' house. Matthews' law firm is handling our lawsuit for all that. If anybody's listening in, we need all the guides and all the shrimpers and everybody that signed up for that. We need to meet on Wednesday night, this coming up Wednesday.
Yeah, next Wednesday night, yeah.
And I'll remind everybody again, but if they don't know about it, they need to get over here. We're getting down to it now. It's getting pretty we're getting close to getting things going on really good. So if anybody needs to, they can call me or call Matthew's law firm and find out how to get there.
Yeah, that's going to be at 6 o'clock that evening.
You know, right. Something you shouldn't have to go through. My customers are still worried about the quality of the fish, and that's yet to be seen, and we don't know, but I'm still losing trips because people are still worried about that. And Texas Parks and Wildlife and a lot of independent people are going to find out whether the fish are okay or not. So, you know, the fish are coming back, but we still don't know if they're okay. You know, that's the problem.
Well, that's true. And it takes time for them to do the studies and the samples and all that stuff on all the fish and habitat and all that mess, man.
It does go on every night, but there's a good concern. People, you know, my people, especially people hire me to go for their fish fries. You know, that's been my work for a long time. And everybody's concerned, oh, we can't eat the fish yet. I said, well, I don't know. I don't know that, you know, we're waiting to find out the results. So, but I'm eating them. I can tell you that. I've been eating them. But, you know, those fish move. One day they're in Galveston, the next day they're all the way up here. So who knows? But, of course, I've been eating fish my whole life and when it was really polluted back in the old days. So I'm still okay, I think. I'm still alive.
Hey, I remember growing up on, you know, up there in Scott Bay and all that, and Burnett Bay, when we lived out there growing up as a kid, man, we'd have those fish kills. And it was mostly mullet was the majority of them. But, you know, you'd have drum and other species, all that mixed in. But it was just, you couldn't even go outside. It smelled so bad. They'd turn something loose up there, and they'd have a kill off. And, oh, my goodness, what a mess.
You remember when you and I were first started guiding back in the 70s, we would go to Burnett Bay in the fall and catch 200 trout and go fillet them all, and we'd have fish fry that same day, and it was really polluted back then.
Hey,
it's not near as bad now as it was back in those
days. Hey, I know people that live on Burnett Bay. They've been eating crabs up there, and they're all like in their 80s now. Ray Stanley and I were talking about that one time. You know, look at Ray. You know, he's an old San Jacinto River rat, man, and he's eating everything up there all these years, and I hope when I get his age, I'm in half the health that he's in.
Do you remember when we were young that right along I-10 there was a levee, and there was thousands of barrels or whatever right there inside that levee, right there beside I-10. And we would fish that lake right there, I can't remember, right by Riverside, and catch reds and trout with you know, birds working. Okay?
It's called White's Lake.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know how much pollution was there in those days, okay?
Well, that's where one of the Superfund sites are, is right there next to the bridge there on I-10.
Well, anyway, we survived through that, and we ate all those fish. So I see it every day. For the past 30 years, things have gotten better every single year as far as pollution. So the EPA has stopped all that trouble. But I'm not saying it's still not there, but I can tell you it's better than it was back when I was young.
Well, seeing's believing. We don't see all them fish kills like we used to.
That's right. And I just feel like that the fish are in a lot better shape. We just don't have as many. All the things we've done to save the fish and make fishing better, none of it's worked. You know, we stopped the shrimping because of the bycatch, and that didn't help. And then we
gill netting.
Gill netting. And, you know, it's just it's crazy. Everything we've done to try to make more trout, and we just don't have that many right now. But I still think the big Hurricane Harvey got it for us. That dumped all of our fish out of here. I believe that was
that final nail in the coffin up on our end. That was a monstrous flood. I've seen all of it, and you have too, and I've never seen any water like that. That's just an incredible amount of water.
Fresh water, though? How many years have we had floods in a row?
This makes 5 years. Five years.
We've groomed our customers to come into Baytown, Texas. It's an easy drive. It's quick. You know, you have a lot of diversity. You know, we always catch trout and reds and flounder. We catch everything, you know. And this year, it just hadn't been good for us. It just the trout have been out of the picture. So, Most people in Texas want to target speckled trout. That's the whole deal.
That's the most sought-after saltwater species on the coast, no doubt.
Yeah, well, I'm just sad. I'm sad for me and my customers and all of us that just haven't had a good year, but we're going to have a good one next year. It's going to come back.
Yeah, it always does.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway. Now, that meeting is going to be, what, at 6 o'clock next Wednesday?
Yes, 6 o'clock next Wednesday. Please,
if somebody wants to call you to get involved in it or for more details, throw out your number, Blaine. Somebody wants to go hunting or fishing with you or call you about this meeting with
Well, for people that haven't signed up yet, this is another chance to sign up if you're still experiencing trouble with over the spills. But call me at 713-703-6656. I'll answer the phone. If I don't, I'll call you right back.
I know you will. All right, brother. Will you be safe going down and
today I'll give you a report tomorrow morning. How about that? I'll see if the birds are here or gone.
You got it, my friend.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Blaine.
Bye-bye.
See you. All right. That's Captain Blaine Fryermuth. Hadn't talked to him in a while. He's been a busy man. All right. Next up, let's go to Charlie Paradosky down in Matagorda and see what's up with him this morning. Charlie, what's up?
Mickey, what's happening?
Charlie P. Man, what have you done to my Astros, man?
Well, They're taking a break right now.
Yeah, they are.
Taking a break.
Hey, Urquidy looked good last night. I think I'd have tried to get one more inning out of him. I know he's up in the pitch count, but, man, he was accurate last night. 10 strikeouts. I mean, he looked good. He didn't look like a bouncer back from major to minor league type pitcher. He looked really, really good last night.
He looked good, anyway. So did your Dan, man. That boy could hit.
Your Don. He's the man. He's a beast, isn't he?
He is. I don't know where he came from, but I'm glad they got him.
Well, the Dodgers had him, and we picked him up from them. Put him in our farm system, and look where we're at now. Thank you, L.A. Dodgers.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, every time I'm watching a game, I always think about texting you, and I said, man, Charlie's into it. He knows what's going on. But how's fishing down your way?
Man, I wade fished. I ran a party down west Tuesday, and it was absolutely dead.
Really?
Just because
of the tides, that standing high tide we had all day? Well, yeah. that was pretty aggravating.
Yeah, the day before, a friend of mine was down there, and he was on those redfish like I was last week. No redfish. We fished our butts off for 5 trout.
Man.
And, not even any little ones. I mean, just nothing wanted to eat. It's completely dead.
Dead water.
I know they had some unsettled weather the day before, but conditions were perfect. It had to be that tide schedule that we were on. You know, they were probably going to feed late that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And, those redfish have been podding and tailing, and there wasn't none of that. I mean, you didn't see no porpoises feeding. You can see a big old black tip every now and then just cruising the shallows and not eating. And it's just one of those days. Typical for September, you just get days like that.
Well, traditionally, over the years we've seen it, September can be especially from mid to latter September, can be kind of a transitional type, dead type month. And, until we just need some weather changes. These fish are probably sick of the weather like we are. They're ready for fall like we are.
Yeah. You can go to East Bay and you can kick up shrimp everywhere, but over in West Bay, I'm not, normally you're doing the same thing, kicking up shrimp everywhere you go, and on the way in, you see birds working everywhere, they're over little trout or skipjacks and stuff, and not seeing none of that, just dead. Yeah. Tuesday was a dead day. But, I got to fish tomorrow, and I'm going to go into East Bay and drift and see what's going on over there. But hadn't been doing a lot. It's been slow. You know, I'm not seeing a lot of people working right now. You know, most people are going to be hunting this weekend, so it's just that time of year, man. We need a cold front bad.
Yes, we do. Boy, it'd be nice to get one now and a good rip snorter to push, you know, push all this low pressure stuff out of the Gulf away from us.
And,
you know, some of these local forecasts and models I'm not liking too well. I'm not feeling comfortable, you know, about them. We're right in the prime of hurricane season too, man, September.
I'm telling you.
I think Carla hit on it was a bad moment on September 11th then, wasn't it? Didn't Carla hit the coast on September 11th?
I think it was.
Yeah.
I
remember I was a kid. That was a bad hombre right there. That was a nasty hurricane.
Yeah, buddy.
And it did center
no part of that
down there. You know, that it dead centered Port O'Connor and in Indianola, and we were on that dirty side, and it was nasty up here. I remember Galveston got hit hard. That was a bad one.
Yeah, it was just bouncing up and down the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Did you fish this week?
Monday. Yeah, I took my boat over to Fernando's Tuesday and dropped it off and get all my oil changed and serviced and all that. And I was smelling some gas fumes. And he thinks it's my sending unit to my tank. You know, the gasket had a leak there. You get fumes off of it. And I said, let's get that fixed. That makes me uncomfortable. You know, after what happened to Bart Albright and his son that time in Trinity Bay, remember when they went to start the boat and the boat exploded and blew him out of the boat?
Yeah.
Don't want that.
Bad stuff.
Don't want any of that, man.
No. No, you don't. Well, I don't know, Mickey. We're just
what's been your go-to pattern this, you know, here lately? Are you using a lot of topwater early? Or are you starting off with tails or what?
Two people will throw topwaters, and two of us will throw tails.
Right, just mix it up, see what they like.
Some days they want all topwaters, and when that sun's out, they prefer baits with a lot of glitter in it. You know, like. Open night, and I use one that's called a red gold shiner that's just full of glitter and
that's
and stuff
a real
like
flaky
that.
That catches a lot of sunlight,
and they prefer those little topwaters, you know, like baby skitter walkers and
Spook
baby
juniors
spooks
and stuff like that. And
you know, all we used to throw was big super spooks, you know, and hell, I never throw them anymore. I guess these rods that we're using now are so much lighter that it's easier to throw those little baits.
Well, it is, and you can work them all day long. They don't wear you out. You know, you go to chunking a spook all day like we used to do, and you know, it didn't bother us then, but now that I'm older, that wears on you. It's kind of like in bass guys throwing crankbaits all day.
Yeah. Yep, it's hell to get old, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, and you just had a birthday, what, a week ago?
Oh, my God.
Well, I didn't mean to bring it up, Charlie, but...
I'm that big on birthday.
You know what, I was talking to Bob Hardy yesterday, and I was talking about that old codger crowd. I said, you know, we can throw Charlie in there now in that old codger crowd.
Yeah, buddy. That birthdays seem to be coming too quick.
Boy, they come fast now, don't they?
Man.
Oh, Lord. Well, it's all good. You still got your health, and you get to go fishing every day. You can't ask for anything better than that.
Well.
There's a lot of people your age, you can't do things like you can.
Oh, man, I'll get people in a boat, and they're moving around like a snail, and, you know, I'll say, well, how old are you? And I'll say, 58, 59.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Just wait, boys. You're not going to like what you're fixing to see when you break the 7-0.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Yep.
Some people, you know, some people age better than others. That's like Ray Stanley, man. He's over the big 8-0 now, and he just You wouldn't know it.
Well, he sounds younger than ever.
Yeah, he acts like he's, you know, in 60 years old. Something else, yeah. Man. Well, Charlie, I'm glad I got a hold of you, and I wish you good luck and good fishing all the rest of the week. And go Stros, man. We need to buckle down on Oakland.
They'll come around.
Yeah. Well, we got our two good pitchers coming up in the rotation, our two best ones. We can bank on that. Too bad they can't pitch every game in the playoffs coming up.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Wouldn't it, though? Yeah. All right, man. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you, Charlie, what's the best way to get a hold of you, man?
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, my friend. Charlie, have a good day, and good luck. See you, man.
Talk to you, Mickey.
All right, take care. All right, that's Captain Charlie P. down in Matagorda.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.